Football Fridays continue here on Kate Radio as we're going to talk Lake Mills football. The head coach of the Bulldogs, Bill Burns, he joins us every Friday. And Coach, hey, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's always a good day when there's football to talk about. And let's recap your game against West Hancock last week. And we talked about this. We knew it was going to be a tough matchup. West Hancock, the defending state champions, they went 60-6 over your squad on Friday. Give us your thoughts. Again, I know you knew as a head coach going in, it was going to be a tough one.
Yeah, you know, we knew that. And, you know, they're as advertised, you know, even though they're coming off state title and losing seniors, they got some really, really good Class A football players there, obviously, still. So, yeah, we just, you know, obviously had a tough time slowing them down. And you know, they're getting a little more diversified because they got a little different type of athlete in the backfield with their quarterback. Can run it, throw it, that type of thing. And, you know, they got another kid in the Barnes kid that's borderline Division I talent. You know, so, you know, the positive thing coming out of that, I thought we battled really, really hard throughout that whole game. And I thought we played some physical football, you know, and I think we made them earn a lot of the things that they did earn. We felt, you know, a little bit better about our effort, you know, than maybe we did last year when we played those guys. And, you know, I think the kids kind of felt that too. So, you know, obviously the score was a wide margin there, but, you know, we felt that, you know, we battled really hard. And as I said, you may have earned it, but, obviously, you know, they're just an extremely, extremely good football team. So, you know, on the positive side too, we came out of that healthy and so that was a plus for us as well.
Now, Bill, I do want to talk offensive-wise. Looks like a Hayden Helgeson, your quarterback, he is a sophomore. He connected on 5 passes, all went to a Garrett Ham. So Ham had a nice game of 5 receptions for 110 yards.
Yeah, you know, and you know, Hayden basically just took over 2 weeks ago as our starter, and he's a young kid in there. You know, he's not a very big kid, so, you know, we worked on getting him out of the pocket a little bit. So he could see a little bit better, and it paid dividends. And then, yeah, Garrett had the best high school football game of his career. Went up and I pointed a couple passes there and did a really good job. So, you know, we felt good. We got Hayden going a little bit at the passing game. And, you know, it was a little bit of a struggle for us running the football as compared to the previous week. So, you know, we did put up almost 200 yards of offense against West Hancock, which was a positive. But, yeah, we're real confident with Hayden leading that offense. You know, he's very meticulous, probably one of our hardest workers. And, you know, he's just going to get better each time out.
Now, Bill, I do want to mention you won a touchdown. Looks like Alex, is it Manis? Had a touchdown run. Talk about that.
Yeah, you know, so we've been successful running our triple option. We call it a 30 or 31, depending what way we're going. Called mid-triple, basically a pull and pitch. We get a certain read, and we've had success all year with that, getting out to the edge and that type of thing. So you know, that's what that was 42 yard run, and it was a good read by Hayden, and we got to the edge and we got a block out on the edge, and Alex was able to take it in from there. So, you know, it was a good thing for those kids. It was a good we blocked it up just how you want it, and that resulted in the touchdown.
Bill Burns again, head coach of Lake Mills football, recapping a 60-6 loss to, again, the defending state champions in West Hancock. Coach, when you come off a game like that, what is the focus like in practice? We'll talk about North Union coming up in just a moment. And again, we knew it was going to be a tough game against West Hancock. What did you tell the boys earlier this week, and what have you been maybe focusing on practice this week?
Well, this practice was not all the practice, obviously, but a good portion was on defense. And so we sat down over the weekend, the coaches, and we said, you know, what do we got to change here? What do we got to do? You know, our tackling's been good all year, but we just felt that our kids weren't following through in terms of what we wanted them to do in terms of alignment, spacing, and understanding kind of the whole concept of our defensive work. So. We kind of changed things up a little bit this week in defense. You know, in terms, we didn't change our whole scheme or anything like that, but just a couple adjustments, you know, up front with our defensive ends, with our alignment, And then we talked to our linebackers a little bit. And then we also kind of changed up the way we practice our defense this week and trying to get our defensive side more reps, you know, more reps in terms of what their main plays are this week. And so, you know, the kids know it. And obviously as coaches, we know it. And we got to do a better job of getting across, you know, our defensive schemes and where everybody needs to be. And so we spent a lot of time this week on defense. And obviously we worked our offense too. But we're excited tonight to see if, you know, some of the changes that we made during the course of the week in terms of how we practice defense will pay dividends tonight.
Well, let's talk about North Union, the opponent. They come in with a 2-1 record. They beat Okoboji 39-0. They beat North Butler 35-6. They're coming off a one-sided loss to St. Ansgar. They got beat on Friday 48-0. What kind of scouting report do you have on North Union?
Well, North Union's got a couple really skilled athletes over there. Their main running back, Brian Prochniak, he's a state track sprinter. I think he got fourth last year in the 100 meters. And so, you know, he's a big concern, and we spent a lot of time this week looking at what he does and how we can defend that. And then their quarterback, Morphew, kid, he's a pretty talented runner as well. He can throw a little bit too. So, you know, they try to run a little bit of misdirection offense. Pull guards that kind of get you looking one way if you're not reading your keys and that type of thing. So they're their two main weapons. We think we match up pretty well with them up front on both sides of the football. You know, like I said, we've made some adjustments in terms of our defense. So we'll have a different look than we did when we played them last year. You know, so once again, it comes down to defense because, you know, we're fairly confident we'll be able to move the football on them. But, you know, we got to get stops. You know, that's just, I don't know how to put it any more simple than that. We got to get some stops on defense. And, you know, if we can get that tonight, no, we really, really feel that, you know, we'll be in this football game. And, you know, so, you know, we'll just have to see how it plays out, you know. And yeah, they're coming off a loss. Sands is obviously a very good football team too in our district. So, it'll be fun to see how things play out tonight.
44-12, North Union beat Lake Mills last year, and it looks like is it their homecoming tonight?
It is. Yep, it is. So hopefully, they had a lot of distractions.
Yeah, you know, Bill, speaking of homecoming and distractions, you're going to start your week next week. And I know it's always fun for the kids and for the school and everybody else. But we know as coaches, it's tough getting through a homecoming week, right?
It is. And, you know, here's what I tell the kids. I said, you know, obviously it's your high school experience. And, you know, if we think back to ours, homecoming was one of those things that people look forward to. And, you know, there's all type of different things going on. And, you know, the things during the school day, awesome, you know, but you just got to avoid anything outside the school day at night, you know, whether that's running around town or throwing toilet paper, all that kind of stuff. You know, sometimes it just depends from town to town what is okay and what's not okay. But, you know, that's where your energy is drained, and that's where coach's energy is drained in terms of making sure everybody's being smart, that type of thing. But, yeah, we want them to enjoy it, have fun. It's a big part of their fall season, whether it's football players, volleyball players, cross-country kids, et cetera. You know, come 3:30, you know, it's football time, and we focus on what we need to do. You know, hopefully come Friday night, they got a lot of energy left and we can go play some football.
We're hoping North Union has a lot of distractions. Less energy tonight
right.
In that game against Lake Mills. And just a heads up, a week from today, Lake Mills will host a West Fork for their homecoming matchup. Again, Lake Mills 0-3, North Union 2-1. That game at 7 o'clock tonight at North Union High School. Bill Burns, the head coach of Lake Mills, joining us for our weekly conversation. Coach, thank you so much for the time, and good luck tonight.
All right. I appreciate it, Aaron. Thank you.